Shalom, and blessed be the name of Jesus. Happy New Year 2025. We are so grateful that God has given us yet another year so that we can continue to expand and advance His kingdom. This year is a very unique year, and I want to invite each and every one of us to work together in the next 365 days of 2025 and learn how we can decorate our crowns, the crowns that God or the Lord Jesus Christ will give us. Let's learn how we can decorate them. And one of the ways to decorate them is to win the souls. And so this year, we will go back to the scriptures every of those days and learn how we can win the souls to Jesus Christ. We are giving ourselves over to winning of the souls. We'll be answering particularly four main questions this year. And one of the questions is, what are the means of soul winning? Of course, you're going to understand what soul winning is, but what are the means? Or how do we win the souls? Number two, we'll be looking at who is a soul winner. We look at the agents of soul winning. We look at the categories. We look at the dynamics. We look at the roles. We look at how God processes those soul winners. We look at all the qualities that are needed for soul winner in this year. Number three, we'll also be looking at what are the oppositions to soul winning. We are going to look together at the gates of hell. We'll be looking at the dynamics, the integration of evil. We'll be looking at the evil trinity, how the dragon comes together, how the beast comes together with the dragon, and how the false prophets, they also come together. The evil trinity, just to oppose the winning of the souls. Number four, we'll also be understanding the condition or the state of the souls that are won to Christ. We look at their current situation now and how they look like after they have been won to Jesus Christ. This is so exciting. We are going to use in the beginning the book of John. We will start in the book of John. And as we go to the book of John, that's the gospel according to John, we will be able to look for 2 months. We'll use 2 months or precisely 60 to 68 days so that we can learn to answer the questions that I've just talked about. And as we start off today in the book of John, we will not be doing many verses. The difference between the previous 3 years and this year is that this year we'll only be able to engage not more than 15 verses a day. Sometimes we'll even be dealing with 6 verses, but the maximum we want to go for is about 15 verses a day. When we get to the 15 verses, we want to make sure that we use the four principles of interpreting the Bible. Principle number one will be using how do we connect these verses with the rest of the verses in the Bible, with other contexts in the Bible, with the Old Testament, with other contexts in the Bible. We will learn how to to connect. That principle, we'll learn about it more. But two, we will be able to do the comprehension as a principle. And the comprehension, we are asking, what does it mean? What does it mean? Now, when we are understanding what it means, we'll make sure that we don't have very many questions. You discover that we will have not more than 4 questions every day. Maybe three questions or even less, or at most 4 questions. These questions, we will take them and they will help us to understand the context or to help us dig deep what we can learn about the qualities of God, and especially in this key theme that we have taken this year of soul winning. We'll also be able to go to the four, the, you know, the you know the third principle of committing. And in the committing or the commitment principle of interpreting the Bible, I want to request you that from the 14 verses that we start off today, take time and read, take time and study those verses, take time and memorize at least one verse, at least one. Take time and meditate. Take time and pray through those verses. And take time and make these Bible verses your own Bible. Please use the Space Pet model that you have given there. Look for any scene that you can repent. Look for any promise that you can claim. Look for something that you can thank God for. Please, I know people have not been going to the commitment part of it. This time we have reduced verses so that you can be able to do that. And finally, go to the principle of communication. Make sure that you share what you learn with someone else. Tell somebody about it. Apply this to someone else. Remember, this year, we are more of giving ourselves to the rest of the people. Maybe some people would be asking, why should we repeat the gospel again? Now, this time you see there's a difference. We are not starting from the book of Matthew. We are starting from the book of John. And what we'd want to do is that we will be able to use the book of John as a model, as a manual that can help in discipleship. So that at the end of the day, after we finish this book, you can have a model, you can have a manual that you can continue to disciple groups of people who are wounded, groups of people who are dying, groups of people who are weak, group of people who are sick in their spirits, you know, groups of people who are Bible illiterates, who do not know about the Bible, group of people who do not know God, groups of people who do not even know the power of God, groups of people who only run after miracles. So when you find yourself repeating this again and again, I want you to say that this year you are going to the second level of blessing. You see, the first level of blessing, according to Apostle Paul, is that it's more blessed to give than to receive. You see, the first blessing is receiving, but the higher blessing is giving. I know, and I was part of the prayer meetings, even the prayer vigil, and I have listened to many sermons, but many of the sermons are going like this. We are claiming health. We claim blessings. That's okay. We claim education. We claim this and the other. But I want you to go a little higher this year and say, God, make me to be a blessing to people who do not know you. Help me to be able to win the souls of other people. Let me use me, oh God, that I can be able to use, that I can be able to use my time to bless others. I can be able to use my money to bless, to locate other people. That I can be able to use, you know, my education, my expertise to bless others, to win them for Christ. So we are going to use all the resources to win them. And as we win them, we shall be decorating our crowns. Be part of the 365 days. You will never regret being part of this. And so, this is it. We already started the book of John, chapter number 1 to 14. And what we get here, particularly, is Jesus becoming the best example of a soul winner. Jesus is the best example as a soul winner. What did he do? He came and incarnated. He came and dwelt among us. He came as the Word. He came as information. He brought knowledge to those that were ignorant. He also brought life. He also brought light to those that were in darkness. He brought strength to those that were dying. And he became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's what we are looking for, as Jesus being the best example. He came and he was able to dwell among us, both in truth and in grace. The Lord bless you. Register and be part of this journey in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Help us to be able to win souls for you. Train us and give us understanding even from your own example as we start off the book of John. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.